And we're back with 20 minutes of Chad. Chad's in the house. Chad, welcome to the show. It's your show.
Man. It's been a few months, man. It's been an interesting few months. Kind of update everyone. Let's see. I acted in a movie in April, like a little student film, you know. Kind of have that. But, yeah, the last few months been weird. February, one of my comedian friends committed suicide. And then I had another friend of mine who's also was my writing partner pass away from brain cancer. And had another comedian I came up with when I lived in Northern California. He's fighting cancer right now, and he doesn't look good. He's only a few years older than I am. Then my day job was robbed. And then what I thought I had a sinus infection, turns out I had two tooth infections and a jaw infection. That's why I couldn't talk, so I had to get, like, emergency dental work for that. I got, like, two root canals, and at least they saved a tooth. Yeah, it hurt. Like, it was bad when, like, they opened the tooth. Like, blood was just, like, gushing out. Or, like, so when I was to the dentist, so I was there, like, 9 in the morning and didn't leave till, like, 3 p.m. Yeah, it wasn't fun. At least I have my two crowns now, which I could talk better and actually have food. Lost a lot of weight, but hey, whatever. But, yeah, no, it was been an interesting few months, like, losing acting gigs and stuff because of I couldn't talk. One of them was like a $2,000 gig, and I was like, oh, and I was like, I spent so much money on my medical stuff too, and that's with insurance. So I was sitting there, and I'm like, so I was like, oh, like, depressed and existential crisis mode, like, oh, my life sucks. Good thing I can't hang myself.
Haven't we had this discussion? I think you should become me, take my identity, move to Canada, and get free to everything.
It's like, it's eventually going to happen, but I'm going to say, I have, like, Medi-Cal and Dent-A-Cal, which is, like, a social program. They have, like, but even with that, I still had to pay over $1,300. And that was, like, my savings for my trip. All of it's gone. And I was just like, ugh. So I was just like, I even took a job demotion, and I've been looking for other jobs, but it's just, like, it's bad right now. Like, the area, it's just, like, what was it, like, L.A. right now, what was it? The homeless just popped up 16%. There's 60,000 homeless people in Los Angeles. And right now, because the homeless is so bad, that they actually have typhus. It's the 21st century. And typhus has been gone for like 3 centuries. And it's back here because fleas and rats are carrying diseases and all that fun stuff from like feces and trash. So it's like, well, we have a modern day black plague.
I have a question. Like, you posted a photo on Facebook of this with all these tents on the side of the street.
Yeah.
Is this true?
Yes. It's bad right now. Like, dude, like right across the street, I live in Valley Village, which is like a very Jewish neighborhood. It's like, it's very like, but in the last 2 years, the crime's been getting really bad, and everything's skyrocketing in price, and there's little like shopping area, and it's people like the cops keep coming in and knocking it out, but they're like putting little tents and stuff in front of like these buildings and stuff in front of businesses, and people are like and this is kind of like a suburban-esque, it's not suburban, but it has that fake feel like, hey, we're suburban, blah blah blah. But yeah, it's just like they're all like camping out there, and they're like breaking the dumpsters and stealing stuff. And like with my day job, we finally have locks. Like after we got robbed, they fixed everything at my job. They put locks on the dumpsters. They put cameras. They put all these different things. I'm like, wow, a white boy needs to get robbed to have things fixed here apparently. But yeah, no, it's just like that in itself is interesting. This guy came with like a semi-automatic gun and pointed it at my head. It was like, empty register. I was like, all right, cool, whatever. I'm like, didn't scare me because it reminded me of my hood back in the day. But I was like, ah, don't point a gun at my head if you're not going to fight, bro. Like, show me the gun. I'll just give you the money because the money's insured. But if you point it at me, I have that, I'm going to fight you kind of mentality where I was just like, and they caught the guy. They caught the guy like 2-3 weeks later. So, like, the guy knew we didn't have no video cameras and stuff. Was just like, do, 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 do. So I was like, ugh. So that happened. But yeah, no, it's just been, that's what I've been doing. Like, I probably talked about another episode. But yeah, it's just like, so they caught that dude. let's see, my teeth are better now, which is really, really good, I guess. Then last week, I twisted up my ankle. Old age sucks, I'm telling you. It sucks. I twisted my ankle. I don't know how I did it. And I couldn't walk for a week. And then the next week, rolling out of my bed, I knocked my back out of whack. So I was like on my bed for like 2 days. Didn't get out of my bed. Didn't eat. Just had water. Like jug of water. I was just like, I'm going to just lay here and die. Like I really thought I broke my ass. That's what it felt like. I thought I was like, oh. If I can't get my penis to work and my legs aren't working, I'm going to kill myself. Just roll myself in front of a bus. But, so, that with that. Yeah, it's just been kind of crazy with that.
I have some things. You posted on Facebook, and that's my favorite thing to read of yours. You posted horror porn.
Oh, yes. Horror porn, because like I have a lot of friends who are working horror, but they're also in porn business. But one of my sites that I'm really into, they're talking about how porn companies are doing these parodies of horror films, and like you had like Evil Head, which is based on like the Evil Dead, but it's Evil Head. There's a whole bunch of them that's just like. I've actually watched some of them because I was like, was just entertained to see how funny it is. Like, I don't watch porn like a lot, like regular, like that, because it actually has stories. They're actually stories. They actually have stories and acting, which is really weird for a porno. I'm like, so I sit down and start laughing. I was like, oh, wow, it's so out there. Sometimes their acting is better than real horror films, which is creepier. I'm like, let's see, trying to see, I have a lot of stuff. Let's see.
Well, I can lead you again if you don't have anything. You're a basketball fan, which I didn't know. I thought you were a baseball fan, but we found out you're a basketball fan.
Baseball, basketball, football, just not soccer. That's not a real sport. A bunch of people running down and back and forth in a field and no winners. I hate soccer with a passion. It's like, okay, world champions. And I'm like, if you look at the record, we have one win, 2 losses, and 22 draws. I'm like, the point of sports is you have a winner and a loser. It's not a bunch of people running around. You can go to the board and watch people run around. It's like, oh, they're scored. They're getting in America. But, so, yes, I'm a basketball fan. I'm a Golden State Warriors fan.
Now, is that because you grew up in the area or just because they have Curry?
Yeah, I grew up in that Bay Area, so like a lot of the Bay Area teams I like, so I'm like, cause I kind of grew up there. But yeah, like they right now are down 1-2, but gonna come back. They're gonna come back. I'm telling you, because everyone's like forgetting this is what the Rockets did to them, this is what the Clippers done to them. Everyone starts stressing about like, oh, and they come back and win because we get Klay Thompson back. Oh, this next one. Then whenever Kevin Durant, you know, stop being a little girl, and like, yeah, my strain cap. I'm like, man, that's what cracks me up about basketball players. They're like 6'8", hulking, and they trip over their own shoelace. Like, oh my god, my knee's blown. I'm like, you're a 6'8" black dude who plays basketball, and you're complaining about your cap. I'm like, what the heck?
You had an owner recently of your team that decided to push a Toronto player.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Like, I heard about that because I don't have TV, so I listen to ESPN. And everyone was saying it was a fan. And I'm like, that guy's too white and looks too pricey to, you know, be a fan pushing someone. And they're like, came out like, oh, that's the like co-owner or something like that, investor. So I was like, because they're building a new stadium because right now they play in Oakland. Originally, Golden State Warriors, hence Golden State, they played in San Francisco. Because San Francisco was back, I guess, like the 80s or 70s. It was too expensive. They moved over to Oakland where the Coliseum is and stuff. So, but yeah, they have their new arena opening next year, which looks really, really nice. But it's going to be really expensive, of course. But yeah, I'm like, but the Warriors are going to do it. I hope they do it because it'd be nice to see their fifth title. Because I've been a fan of theirs, like, way in the day when they were, like, really bad. Like, bad. Like their tickets were like $12, and that's like sitting next to the like on the court type seats. That's how bad they were. Like, they had great players, but they sucked. It's like, they were like sort of like the Sacramento Kings. And I don't even consider them a real team. And everyone's like, oh, Sacramento. I'm like, they suck. They've never won anything. But yeah, it's kind of nice to actually see them winning, like, seasons and championships. I'm sitting there, I'm like, wow. Now if the Oakland Raiders could do that for football, I could die happy. Because the Giants already done it. They won their three real series.
But your Oakland Raiders are leaving to Las Vegas.
Yes, they're leaving to Las Vegas. I'm like, shoot, I might be going leaving to Las Vegas. But how expensive L.A. is getting. But, yeah, like, I'm going to be a Raiders fan till the day I die. I've always been a big fan of the Raiders. Silver and black is like my favorite color anyways. Just like my soul. yeah, so it's like that. I think what else there? Yeah, it's just like Giants are still the Giants. They kind of suck this year. Like, Bochy's supposed to retire, which I guess is a good thing because I was kind of getting tired of his ass. I never really liked him when they hired him for the job before, like, because he was like coach for the San Diego Padres, and I'm like, and he's like, he's good at finding like starting pitchers, and this guy's was a catcher professionally. That was a profession. He was a catcher. He could never find good relievers or closers. Like, he sucks at that. I don't know, like, how a catcher cannot do that. It's like hiring like Joe Schmo from some out of middle nowhere to fucking pitch, and they're like, they suck. Like, he sucks at coaching, and I don't know how he won so many games so far. But yeah, the Giants, they're doing bad. San Jose Sharks, oh my God, don't get me a start with that.
Hang on, you don't watch hockey, you're American.
I watch a little bit, I do watch when they do the playoffs, I do watch a little bit of that.
Okay.
But they suck so bad. Every time, they're sort of like the Buffalo Bills of hockey, because every time they go to the playoffs, they lose. It's like,
who's in the Stanley Cup Finals right now?
Say what?
Who's playing in the Stanley Cup Finals right now?
I didn't pay attention after the Sharks.
Thank
lost.
You. See, I knew you don't watch hockey.
I'm like I said, I root for like San Jose Sharks, like hometown stuff, but just like, I'm like, eh. I used to watch it a lot when I was younger because I used to play like hockey. I played street hockey, but I did that for like a few years and I was just like, nah, not fun. I was just like, nah. Sort of like soccer. I just like, it's too much work. I'm just like, I'm too fat for this. I'm like, I just play catcher or do baseball or play me a catcher and I can just crouch behind home plate and just use signals.
So I have a question. Chad lives in a carport complex with a pool. Has Chad ever been in the pool?
I've been there a couple times. I don't know if I really want to because it's pretty ghetto. like, I probably get typhus just swimming in it. I'm like, and it's closed 2 days, too, which cracks me up. It's closed for 2 days. It's closed on Tuesdays and Fridays for cleaning. And then they usually have it open Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. And that's if the managers remember to unlock the gate. Yeah. I was, like, looking up my apartment address, and I was looking on Yelp. All the reviews, they have so many bad Yelp reviews about the manager and like how they scam people. Like, one person, they showed a thing, it was like perfectly like pristine after like they left, and they took all $900 at a security deposit, and they would not call them back or anything about it. And then the company called and said, it is what it is. The manager's discretion, they wanted their security deposit. So, yeah, it's just like, it's so ridiculous. I'm surprised that people still have this, like, apartment complex. Like, it's really sketchy. Like, if I wasn't just living in a living room and paying a lot more money, I'd be like, burn this place down! Burn this place down!
So just to let the listeners know, you're eating goldfish right now.
That's correct.
How many flavors of goldfish will Chad consume in an evening?
How many goldfish?
Flavors.
Flavors?
Like, does Chad buy salt and vinegar flavor, sour cream flavor?
I like their Parmesan cheese, which is the Italian in me, of course, and then the cheddar. I love the cheddar. Because I got this because I had clam chowder the other day, and this stuff tastes bomb in clam chowder. So you just, like, put in clam chowder and put, like, little crackers. Mmm, adds a little flavor. It has a little, like, good flavor. That's what I always like about it. Like, it has that little cheddar, like, clam chowder.
So what happened to the student film you did? Are we ever going to see the student film? Does it have a name? How long are you in it?
Well, last I heard, which was a funny story because that's when I started having my tooth issues. And my dentist, I told my dentist at the time, I'm like, yo, I need to talk. He's like, okay, what we're going to do, because we're still waiting for your insurance and everything for it, we're going to open the tooth and just take out the cavity part and just put the filling in it, like a filling. But it's like, so you can talk and do that thing. But it's like, it's only short term. I was like, I don't care. I need to talk. Like, cause I'm in the scene. I'm like, and he's like, okay, cool. I understand. So that he did that for me. And so I could actually perform like that day. I was just like, so he did that for a few days before I had a shoot. So I did that. And we actually, it turned out pretty decent. Cause like, I was kind of annoyed at first because I was like, cause the schedule kept changing. Because I was like, I closed that night at my day job, so I didn't get off till like 12 o'clock, 12:30, and they were saying, "Oh yeah, the movie, you're gonna be there from 2 to 9, 2 in the afternoon to 9 at night." I was like, "All right, cool." And they're like, "Oh, like the night of," they're like, "Oh, we're gonna shoot from 8 in the morning. No, it was 8 or 9. I was like, "No, it was 9." They said, "We're gonna shoot from 9 till 4," and I was like. I was like, crap. Like, they told me the day of when I was closing at, like, till 12:30. So I was just like, oh, man. So I slept like crap anyways because I'm always, like, anxious about shooting. So I'm like, oh. So my anxiety and stuff. I'm like, oh, I didn't sleep well. Get there. Had a buttload of coffee and stuff. And then everyone, like, I knew my stuff. And the director kind of pulled me aside. He's like, hey, you know, I know you know the script really well. Just kind of do your thing. Like, he actually let me do my thing. He's like, do your thing. And then just the cops who were opposite of me, they just like, they have to do it. Cause I played a character who's suicidal. So the cops were just like reacting to what I was doing and actually made the scene really well. But we finished shooting at 12:30. We started shooting at 9 and we finished at 12:30 cause we did everything like perfectly. Everything went smooth. And he's just like, crap, our lunch doesn't come until 3 and the next group of actors don't start till 4. So I got out of here like 1 o'clock. I was like, oh, cool. And it was funny because I requested a day off for my work. And I was like, I could have worked that night and made extra money. I was just like, ugh. But yeah, so, but it turned out really good. I thought from the dailies I saw, but I'm just like waiting to see. They're still in post-production for a student. Like, so it's still in post-production. So I haven't seen the final outcome. They haven't done any screening yet or anything like that. So I think it's probably going to be later this year, probably. Because they shot on red camera, but it's like, good group of people, so pretty stoked about it.
Is there a food you don't eat?
A food I don't eat? Let's see. Foods I don't eat. I don't like mushrooms or olives. The older I get, I also got like this really bad citrus allergy. So things with citrus like really mess with me. Like I used to eat pineapple a lot, but that's a different kind of acid. It's that acidic acid type thing. So that gets me, like, I get, like, really bad. Like, my lips start looking like Kim Kardashian's butt cheeks. Like, that's how bad it is. I'm like, and it looks lopsided, too. It looks like a failed attempt. Looks like failed, like, rejected cousin of Kim Kardashian or something. Because it's bad. So, like, that, cinnamon, I love, like, because I like churros. And it has cinnamon. And I'm like, screw it. Sometimes you're just going to have to die. I'm going to die one way or another. Like, someone told me, it's like, Chad, are you afraid of death? And I was like, no. I'm afraid of getting old and midgets, clowns, and vegans. I can't stand vegans. Vegans are buttholes. I was like, ah, go.
You live in LA. You have more vegans than anybody else.
I know. I'm surprised I haven't punched them in the face. It's just like, it's such a bubble. I'm sitting there, I'm like, part of me, like, what was it? They're saying how, what was it? People were like, Vice came out and announced that, like, it's highly likely the world would end in 2050. And I was just like, well, I'll be almost 70 then, so I hope the vegans go first, you know? I'm like, good reasons. I'm not going to have any children or get married, so I'm not going to worry about my legacy or the people's like, ah, I need to have children. What about the children? I'm like, screw your children. They're ugly anyways. I don't have to look at their freaking pictures anymore in their wallets, man. It's like, drown those sons of bitches. I mean, Alabama should be happy for this, right? No, I'm sorry. You're like, what?
Okay, on that note, Chad, you're out of time. I'll speak to you next time.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Bye.